In this bulletin, another 24 people die of COVID-19 in Victoria with 149 new cases. The federal government defends its strained relations with China, and police investigate how sprinter Usain Bolt contracted coronavirus. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria's health minister is anticipating self-isolation rules for positive COVID-19 cases will remain next year as the state deals with a second wave of infections. Today, Victoria recorded 149 new coronavirus cases and 24 new fatalities as the government tries to stretch the state of emergency powers to 12 months long. Minister Jenny Markakos has told SBS Radio's Greek program the planned legislation change does not mean an extension of lockdowns in Melbourne and regional Victoria.
I think everyone understands and accepts that something will need to exist into late September. The public health experts, the medical researchers are saying to me that a vaccine is not around the corner.
The current restrictions are in place until at least September the 13th. And Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he hopes the country's response to coronavirus will stand the test of time, but he acknowledges some failures in aged care. The federal government is setting up aged care emergency response centres around the country as it deals with pressure over the handling of COVID-19 aged care outbreaks. Mr Morrison says the public needs to be assured that restricted movement and limited freedom is a last resort when COVID-19 rules are imposed in Australia. He's told Parliament many politicians have personal experience with the aged care sector, and the government is improving funding in those settings.
The care and respect for Australians who are living in residential aged care is something that all members of my government, and I know that all members of this House, take very, very seriously.
Absolutely.
And in New South Wales, six new COVID-19 cases have been identified, including a bus driver who is unlikely to have infected passengers. Three schools in Sydney have also closed today over concerns about possible cases after a Year 12 student tested positive. Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says five of the new cases became infected locally, but the exact source is unknown.
Two of the new cases attended the Sydney Tattersalls Fitness Centre on Pitt Street. And so anyone who has attended the venue on August 19th, 21st or 23rd should be alert for symptoms, and if any develop, get tested immediately.
Australia's Deputy Prime Minister says he's committed to remaining diplomatic as the government works through its relations with China. The relationship between the two countries has been strained because of Australia's insistence on having an inquiry into the origins of COVID-19. Disputes over trade tariffs, protests in Hong Kong, and other political issues have also caused tension between China and Australia recently. The Nationals leader, Michael McCormack, said China is an important trading market.
We need China as much as China needs us. I've said that all along. And we want to make sure that we continue trading with our largest trading partner, because our farmers would want nothing else.
The deputy head of mission with the Chinese embassy in Canberra, Wang Xining, is appealing for cooperation. Let's go overseas now. And the First Lady, Melania Trump, has told the Republican Convention the United States administration will not give up efforts to find a vaccine or treatment to end coronavirus. Mrs. Trump has used her address to show sympathy for those who have lost a relative to COVID-19 and admits racial unrest in the US is a harsh reality she's not proud of. She's asked for an end to the violence and looting while making the case for her husband's re-election in November, stating he is an honest and authentic person.
I know I speak for my husband and the entire family when I say we have not forgotten the incredible people who were willing to take a chance on the businessmen who had never worked in politics. We know it was you who elected him to be Commander-in-Chief, and we know it is you who will carry us through again.
To Jamaica, where police are investigating the infection of champion sprinter Usain Bolt, who tested positive to coronavirus. Prime Minister Andrew Holness confirmed the inquiry as some residents in Jamaica expressed concern about Bolt's recent birthday celebrations. It's being reported the 8-time Olympic gold medalist wasn't wearing a mask or practicing social distancing. Resident Brandon Hamilton says people in Jamaica are not used to isolating in their homes for long periods.
I think the people investigating this case has to use some discretion. And eventually we will adhere to the rules here. But it's a gradual change.
Let's check out what the weather's going to do tomorrow. In Perth, it'll be sunny and 25 degrees. In Adelaide, mostly sunny as well, 17, 18 for you in Melbourne with a shower or two. A couple of showers for Hobart as well with a top of 15 in Canberra. Morning frost, mostly sunny, 14. Sunny as well in Wollongong, 19 degrees. Much the same in Sydney, sunny as well in Newcastle, 21 for you. Mostly sunny in Brisbane with a top of 22 there. In Cairns, partly cloudy, 37 and fine. Weather for Darwin again tomorrow, 36 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.